countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
I'm standing here in a cornfield near Monaghir, which is close to Enniscorthy in County Wexford, and the sky above me is grey and dull, and the ground beneath me is very wet and soggy. This really sums up the harvest of 2020 this August. I'm here on the farm of John Murphy, who's a dairy and tillage farmer. Good morning, John.
Morning, Jamie.
I'm just walking through the field here with you, and it's not the sort of ground that's conducive to a good harvest. You have reaped the crop here, which was?
Which was spring barley.
But was it very difficult? Because it's just wet everywhere, puddles everywhere. How did the crop, how did it finish?
Yeah, well, this crop was cut Thursday evening. Wednesday evening. Look, the crop yielded middling okay for the year that's in it. But the ground conditions, as you can see, are just terrible. Like, we're finding it very hard to travel at times. We're sinking, we're bogging, there's trailers can't get out of fields, and it's just a massive problem. It's taking an awful lot more fuel to harvest crops.
And you got off to a bad start as well, because a typical Irish summer, back in May, at the end of spring, start of summer, it was very dry. And at that stage, you know, farmers were complaining that it was too dry. Was that a problem?
In the month of June, when we would have been spraying these crops for the last time, you'd be sort of saying, God, the yield wasn't in it.
Yeah.
Then rains came and there was a secondary growth came into it. And that's the reason why there's so much heads on the ground, because you're dealing with two crops in one field. You've basically a crop that's ripe and a crop that's not ripe.
Yeah.
Which you can only harvest when it's ripe, so you have to, the other one will deteriorate.
Yeah.
And it gets to the ground a lot quicker. But there's a lot of these problems stemming back to the fall that we had last year, which we didn't get a lot of winter crops sold. Normally, there'd be 50% of the country, or the grain to be sold in the country, would be winter crops.
Yeah.
Whereas this year, there's only something over 30%. And that's leaving the harvest very compact. So there's a lot of pressure on combines, a lot of pressure on contractors to get work done for farmers. There's a lot of pressure on everybody.
Yeah.
And it's weather conditions we're fighting against all the time.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it just can turn so quick. I would have thought back in June that I would have been harvesting this field in early August with no problems whatsoever. Might have been cutting a less of a yield.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know. But I still think I would have been getting on a lot better than having water line in the hollows in the fields and tracks from combines and
just
straw in complete dung on the ground.
I'm just looking at the straw here, which is still in the ground. It's just a mush. Is that any use for anything?
Well, if we get the weather, it'll dry out.
Will it? Yeah.
There'll be a bit of work in tossing it out and getting the rake back up. There'll be losses from doing that as well. But look, you can't bale straw that's way higher, so there's no way we can touch this until it is dry enough.
I'll just go over here, because it's very hard maybe to explain on the radio what my feet and my boots here are. Look at that.
Well, the water's above your boots there now, yeah.
It's unbelievable for this time of the year. Now, is this going to be a problem not only for this year's harvest, but now when sowing again for next year?
Well, yeah. Like, if I went to try get a winter crop into this field, I'll have to get at least 2 to 3 dry weeks before I get into it.
Mm.
And you have problems with tracks, and you have problems with soil compaction, and all that comes with it.
Yeah.
It's always costing more then to till the field to get it back right to a seed bed that you'd need for a winter crop going forward. Look at the weather conditions allows dictate on a tillage farm, but we're just seeing them more extreme, more and more at all the time
over the last number of years.
Yeah, definitely. And like, it's the soil that'll suffer in the long run.
Yeah.
When you get a dry year and your combines won't mark fields or anything like that, but a year like this year, it's devastating on fields and land. Like,
so it's an example of climate change.
It seems to be, yeah.
Yeah.
And look at, I'm probably don't want to get into the big debate on climate change now, but it's certainly a part of it, like, and we're seeing it more and more. We're getting this extreme weather, like, you know, go back to 2018, and I think I was interviewed for a snow problem, wind problem, and then a drought problem.
I know.
So, like,
and a fodder crisis thrown in as well around
that time. Through the end of it. And look at, there's quite a bit of fodder, I suppose, on farms at the minute, but with straw as the deteriorating crop of straw that's there at the minute and waterline in it, there is going to be a problem there on straw again, isn't
it? Like, farming, it really is, it's like a gambling business, isn't it?
I'd say gambling, you might get on a bit better even at times. You get up there in the morning, like we harvested there the other night until 12 o'clock, get up the next morning and the field was flooded. Like, right. You know, it is devastating to people that's doing it. But yet, we've been at it for a long number of years. People are getting more experience at it. I think the farming community is very resilient when it comes to the weather conditions, but I just don't know how long more this tillage thing can take it. Like, it's just...
And does it affect your mood and people's mental health? You know, farmers have always had to deal with problems, whether it's weather or price or disease. It's always, if it's not one thing, it's another. But, you know, particularly then when you add in COVID and all of that this year, and the fact you can't go to meetings and go to the mart and all that sort of stuff, is it having an effect, a toll on farmers, do you think?
I think it's having a major effect on farmers in general, because generally you work on your own a lot anyway. And like when you're not able to get out, as you said, to the mart as often as you might like, you're not able to go to the local pub or whatever to see the local lads around and hear what they're complaining about.
Go to a match.
Go to a hurling match. Like it is hard for farmers. And look, that's no different from anyone else in society.
Yeah.
There's nobody can get out to these things, but you're just very isolated. When the thing is going wrong, then when you get bad weather, you tend to not talk too much about it or bring it inside with you, because and then you're bottling up. Yes, it definitely takes a toll on people.
The EU are proposing now under this green, isn't it, the Green Deal, farm to fork, that they want to reduce the use of fertiliser and pesticides by something like 50% over the next 10 years. Are you worried about that, or is that achievable, or what do you think?
Look, it is a worry, but I suppose the science, we base what we do on science. We don't use chemicals that are not scientifically approved for crops, on let it be grain or whatever crop you're sowing within the country. So I think it'll prevail into sense as well. I know they're wanting to cut fertilizer, and that's going to be a problem. But like, sense will have to prevail, because if not, the shelves of the shops will be empty.
Right.
And that's where the thing normally changes, when it's too late. But maybe it'll have to go to that point that the shelves will have to empty that little bit, and the food have to get a little bit scarcer before people realise we're not damaging our soil. Like, I wouldn't drive a tractor into this field today because I know it damaged my soil, so why would I put any chemical on it that's going to damage my soil or any crop I'm going to grow? I like to produce to a high standard, and we Irish tillage farmers will always keep producing to the highest standard within the limits that they're given, but sometimes a little bit of sense could prevail in some of this.
Yeah. Is that the bull I can hear in the background?
It is, yeah.
Has he had a busy summer?
Hopefully he has, yeah.
Well, because you're a dairy farmer as well, so how's that side of the business?
Look, it's going okay. The cows are milking away okay. The weather does take a toll when it comes to grass and ground conditions and stuff like that. Grass growth has been quite good this year.
Yeah.
We'd be happy enough that way, but look, like any time, we'd take a little bit more for milk if we could get it as well, you know.
Sure, yeah, okay. Well, finally, John, just on another subject, and I don't know whether you have a view or opinion on this, but Phil Hogan resigning as a farmer, how do you feel?
Look, I suppose everyone have a view on it.
Yeah.
I think what happened was wrong. Mm. The Golf Society thing should have never have happened. I suppose Phil Hogan was kind of in a position that he's in a high power position, and the person in the highest power will always get caught.
Yeah.
Does the sentence suit the crime? I don't think it does. I think it's not going to be good for Irish farmers, and I think there could have been some other sanction put in place in order to keep the man in the position where he was in the trade in Brussels. Like, I think it's a massive loss to Ireland, and it won't be just the farmer community either. It'll be the whole of the Ireland that lose from it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a divided opinion on it. There's no doubt about that. But I just thought it'd be interesting to get a farmer's view on it. All right. Well, we're going to leave it there, John. It's a sad sight. Here we are at the end of August. We should be in the sunny southeast. The sun should be shining. The ground should be glistening dry, and you have a good crop in. But it's just a mess. And as you said, it's becoming more frequent. So it's. We need to have a good long look at all of that and how we farm in the future to try and make sure that, you know, you don't have problems like this into the future.
Yeah, and it's something tillage farmers would always try to look at, how they can better their soils.
Mm.
And it's the last thing, as I said earlier on, that we want to see is water lying on fields or anything like that.
Yeah.
But like, if there's anything from it, if we could all just be safe and get through the harvest the best way we can, that we wouldn't have any great fatalities or anything like that, it'd be a plus to everyone, I think.
Yeah. John, thank you very much for having me here, and sure, I wish you all the very best with the remainder of the harvest, whatever's left of it, and thanks for chatting to us on the programme.
No bother, thanks, David.
Yeah, tillage farmer John Murphy there near Monaghan in County Wexford on the tough conditions facing farmers in this last phase of the 2020 harvest, something we'll keep an eye on over the next week or two.